Welcome to your deep dive. Today, we're really diving headfirst into this whole AI thing and what it means for, your career going forward. We always hear about AI taking over jobs, but what's the real story?
Right.
We've got expert speaker here to, help us cut through all the noise and like really uncover the aha moments that we found buried in the research, ready to be our AI spirit guide.
Absolutely. Let's decode this future of work together.
I love it. So everyone's wondering, right, how is AI actually going to like impact my job? And trust me, that is like the million-dollar question. What I found super fascinating in this report, preparing your workforce for AI, is that it's not just robots like replacing us. It's about AI transforming how we work.
Yeah, it's a really fundamental shift. It's not, like you said, a one-to-one substitution.
Totally. And this report, they highlight three major ways that AI will like reshape jobs. Taking over those tasks that, let's be honest, are tedious and repetitive, acting as a brain power boost for decision making, and then creating entirely new roles that, honestly, we haven't even thought of yet.
It's true.
So let's unpack that first one, automation. That's the one that makes people like nervous,
Yeah, understandably so.
right?
But what we have to remember is automation isn't a bad thing. Like, if you think about all those tasks that you do that could be done by a robot data entry, scheduling meetings, this is where AI can step in. It can handle those things, and that frees you up for the work that actually requires, your human skills.
So less time with spreadsheets, more time for strategy and creativity and innovation.
Exactly.
I can get behind that.
Working smarter, not harder, right? And that's where that second impact of AI comes in, augmenting our decision making. So we're talking about AI-powered tools that can analyze these massive data sets, identify patterns that, frankly, we as humans might miss, and then give us insights to make better decisions, faster
Like
decisions.
having a superpowered sidekick for your career. Your
Yes.
report mentions like AI analyzing customer data to make those marketing campaigns hyper-targeted or optimizing supply chains in real time. That's next level.
It is.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, and think about, let's say you work in finance, for example. Imagine having AI analyze market trends, risk factors with this incredible accuracy, which then allow you to make much more informed investment decisions. So again, it's about leveraging technology to enhance your expertise. It's not about replacing it.
Okay, but let's talk about those brand new jobs that AI is creating. We're talking about positions with like futuristic titles.
Yeah, it's true. It's like, what?
The report actually dives into these and they call them new collar jobs.
Okay.
And they're fascinating. These aren't your typical tech jobs. They require this blend of technical skills, creative problem solving, and a really deep understanding of how AI can be used in, the real world, not just theoretically.
So it's not just coding anymore, it's about being able to be that bridge between the human and the machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Take, for example, an AI system trainer.
Okay.
So these are the people that actually teach AI systems how to think and how to learn.
They need to understand data, but they also need to be creative, design these training models, and they need these communication skills to explain these sometimes very complex concepts to the AI, but then also to the humans that are using it.
So almost like they're a teacher, but for the AI.
In a way, yeah.
Wow. And the report also mentions AI ethicists. I mean, this sounds like a huge responsibility.
It is a huge responsibility. As AI becomes more, I guess, sophisticated, making sure that it's used ethically and responsibly is going to be paramount.
Right.
AI ethicists are going to be essential in kind of navigating the moral and societal implications of this technology, right? We're talking about tackling big questions like algorithmic bias, data privacy concerns. How does AI impact human autonomy?
It's like we're writing the rule book for this whole new era.
In a way, we are.
It's kind of exciting. But okay, so with all of these changes that are coming, what can we be doing now to prepare ourselves for this future where AI is, a major player? The report talks a lot about reskilling and upskilling.
Yes,
Can you break those down?
absolutely. Reskilling really means learning completely new skills that allow you to transition into a totally different role.
Okay.
So, going back to that example, maybe you are in data entry right now, but you are fascinated by this idea of being an AI system trainer.
Right.
Reskilling is that bridge.
So it's be adaptable and open to these new career paths.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Now, upskilling is different. That's about improving your existing skills to work better alongside AI. So, for instance, let's say you work in marketing. Upskilling might look like learning how to use AI-powered analytics tools so you can understand consumer behavior in a much deeper way and create these like hyper-targeted campaigns.
It's like knowing how to use a computer used to be a bonus, and now it's essential in almost every job. Is that what we're looking at?
It's a great analogy. Think about how much data is being generated every single day. Now imagine if you don't just know how to manage that data, but you can actually extract valuable insights from it using AI.
Right.
That's a skill that is going to be so valuable regardless of your industry.
So it's like learning the language of the future.
Right.
Except it's not a spoken language, it's data.
Exactly.
Okay, so for our listeners out there who maybe feel like a little overwhelmed by this, because it is a lot, you know, AI, the future of work. What's the like one thing to remember? What's the like key takeaway here?
I think the key takeaway is that we hear it all the time, but continuous learning is so important. Like, it's really the most important thing. And it's not just a buzzword. It's like truly essential because things are changing so fast.
Right.
Technology is evolving faster than ever. And, you know, the skills you need today might be obsolete tomorrow. It's just like the name of the game now.
So how do we embrace this whole continuous learning thing without like getting totally overwhelmed?
That's a good question. I think it's about being curious, being adaptable. It doesn't mean you have to go out and like become a coding whiz overnight, right? Start by just like staying informed about AI, how it's being used in your field. There's so much out there, free courses, webinars, even just like reading articles, you know, join some online communities.
It's about staying curious and never like losing that desire to learn and grow.
Exactly. And like you said, it's not just about keeping up with like the robots.
Right.
It's really about opening up those new possibilities for yourself. Who knows? Maybe you'll find a new passion for something you didn't even know existed before.
I love that. This deep dive has really been like eye-opening. It's not just surviving in the age of AI, it's thriving.
That's the goal.
Right.
Absolutely. And like, we have this incredible opportunity right now to shape what the future of work looks like, to create jobs that are more fulfilling, more creative, that are more, you know, aligned with what we can offer as humans.
I love it. Well, expert speaker, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for diving up with us.
Thanks for having me.
And to everyone listening, you know, take a moment to think. What skills do you want to develop, not just to survive, but to thrive in this crazy new world of AI? Until next time.